Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and so glad to have you on this journey with us today. We're going to be taking your calls and answering your questions. We did this last month, and we received such a very positive response from so many of you that we're going to do it again. In fact, our online radio poll indicated that you want to hear us do this a lot more often. And it's a great opportunity to interact with our listeners and learn how to apply God's financial principles. And so if you have a question for us, you can ask us online. Just go to crown.org and hit the Ask Chuck button, and we'll try to take your question either in the form of answering your email or inviting you to be a guest. So join us. Sharon Epps is in the studio with me today, Executive Vice President of Crown. Sharon, glad to have you today.
I always enjoy talking with our listeners and with you.
Well, they so appreciate you. They've been telling us that you bring not only your great counseling background in the area of personal finance, but also a female perspective, and I can't bring that.
Well, we've noticed that, Chuck, and so that's why we've decided to work together and have both perspectives.
In fact, one of our station managers recently wrote us and said, Chuck, I think you made the best decision bringing Sharon on the air that you've made in a while, because she happens to be a female station manager and likes your perspective very well. Well, also, something big's happened in your life. You've joined the grandest club of all.
That is correct. On Friday, I became a grandmother. My name is Gigi. Our very oldest daughter had our first grandchild, Lily Kate, and we're just celebrating that in our family.
All right. Everybody wants to know, how much did Lily Kate weigh and how she do it?
She was 6 pounds and 3 ounces, and mother and daughter are doing just great.
And are we going to get a picture of her?
I think we should have one on the website.
Well, welcome to the grandest club. Sharon, as I've said so many times personally, it's one of the few events in life that totally exceeds all expectations.
Well, it has so far in the 6 days that we've been together, and we just love having the opportunity to train up a new steward in the way that God would have them be. In fact, I think she may be the first newborn that has an ABC money bank ready to go.
Well, you're getting started right. Sharon, do you remember when we first started planning this money map?
You know what? It was years ago at Chuck's Hamburgers in Dallas, Texas.
And since then, over 500,000 people are now using it. And many of our callers today are going to be asking questions of how to get on this journey.
And you know what? It's a journey that allows you to systematically make progress towards financial freedom and gives you encouragement along the way to know that you're doing better.
Well, we're looking forward to answering our listeners' questions today, and so many of them are going to be centered around the money map, and we're looking forward to serving you on this journey. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
The Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. This package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. With three colorful compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C, your kids will learn to give, save, and spend. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through a compelling story, simple Bible studies, and fun hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Help create the right financial habits in your children by investing in their future with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps. Sharon, we're going to be taking calls today. We're going to go first to Jared from Pandora, Ohio. Jared, welcome to the program.
Hey there.
How can we help you today?
Well, my wife and I were fortunate enough to receive a tax return of about $4,000 this year, and we're just seeking wisdom on how to invest it. We have a couple options that we think are good. I know that money can go in all kinds of places, but we're just trying to figure out what would get the most bang for our buck.
Well, give me an idea of your overall financial picture. Where are you with other obligations that you have? How are you doing on your personal debt?
As of now, we have no debt other than our home loan. There's no credit card debt or car payments or anything like that.
And have you established an emergency savings fund?
Yeah, we have 3 months of emergency saved up. And so as far as following the money map, things are moving along well there. Yes.
Well, some of your options, Jared, would be to continue to build up your emergency savings fund, and that would depend somewhat on your job stability. How do you feel about your job right now?
Well, I'm actually in ministry. I work with a parachurch organization, so we do raise our support in order to go. So, you know, like all organizations, it's been affected some by the economy, but we've been very fortunate within the last year. As for my wife's job, she works as a part-time physical therapist assistant, and, you know, she could work quite a bit if she wanted to, but for the most part, she's a stay-at-home mom.
Well, have you talked to her about your decision of how to invest this $4,000 refund? Are you discussing it with her? What does she think?
Yeah, we'll work together. Well, as far as a couple of options that we're looking at, like our only retirement plan is to fund a Roth IRA. Another option was, do we want to take, you know, a bulk of that and put it towards the principal of our home loan?
Well, without any credit card debt, with an emergency fund already built up, that's the next step I would recommend, would begin to pay down the principal on your mortgage. Be sure your wife agrees with that and that you're at peace about it, but I think that's the best financial decision you can make. And let me just add one more thing, Jared. That is good news that you're getting a refund on your income taxes, but the bad news is you actually made an interest-free loan to the U.S. government this year in the amount of $4,000. So if you want to avoid that next year, if you'll adjust your withholding, then you'll have that money in advance. You won't have to wait to get it refunded.
Well, I was just going to mention, as far as the tax return goes, you know, the bulk of that was not from withholdings.
Oh, it was for a credit?
Yeah, they were a credit for this year.
Well, Jared, I was just going to tell you, my husband and I found ourselves in that situation several years ago. And one of the things we adopted was what we call a surplus plan. And that allowed us to plan ahead of time what we would do with unexpected income, whether it's an income tax refund or some other source of income. That might be helpful for you and your wife to consider for future surpluses as well. That way you're not under the gun when the actual money comes. You've made a plan ahead of time.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, Jared, thank you so much for calling. Hope that helps.
Thank you.
Marcia from Gastonia, North Carolina is on the line. Marcia, welcome to Money Life. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm just doing great. How can we help you today?
I had a question about cashing out or taking out a loan against my variable insurance policy to pay off credit card debt.
Okay. Would you give me some specifics about your situation?
Currently going through a divorce. Credit card debt is about $11,000, and the loan value on the policy is a little over $8,000.
All right. And would you be able to qualify for life insurance if you were to cancel this policy?
Yes. And I actually have picked up another term policy since that time.
Okay. And you would use that loan to pay down your credit cards?
Correct.
And what would be the interest on your loan against the policy?
7%.
And your credit card debt, what are you paying on it right now? What's the differential in your interest rate?
One is 17% and the other is 9.9% for the next 6 months.
Okay, so you could do much better by taking the loan from your insurance policy, right?
Right, right.
All right. Is there any way that you could avoid taking a loan to get started on paying those credit cards back? Because the best alternative, if you have income, is to structure your budget in such a way that you don't have to borrow money to pay for money that you've already borrowed. In other words,
right,
it's time, if you can, to try to stop that cycle. Is there any way that you could reduce your overhead at this point? Or do you think this borrowing from your insurance policy is absolutely necessary?
Since I'm in transition with the divorce and just starting a new job and finishing school, I feel like this will kind of help me through that transition. But I have started budgeting using the Money Map tools.
Well, that is great news. What destination are you on? Do you think you're at one yet?
I'm still at one.
Okay. Well, that's good. One, you know, the Bible says that a wise man saves for the future, so you're being very wise to even make it to destination one.
And Marcia, I just want to encourage you that you've really done several things very well. You're seeking counsel. The fact that you've already taken out a term policy, no matter what you do with the other policy, is good coverage for you. And I just wanted to share a personal story. In my counseling several years ago, I was counseling with a nurse, and she was actually a single mom that found herself in a very similar position and was trying to figure out if she needed to liquidate some assets, just like your life insurance, in order to get out of her debt. And we sat down and looked at her situation and found that she actually owned some things that she could sell. We found that she could apply for some extra income and extra work that she had not been doing, and actually structured a plan that so she was able to start truly getting out of debt rather than shifting it from one side to another. So I want to encourage you to seek counsel. We have Money Map coaches available at crown.org. They are online or in person, and they could help you work out a plan that would determine if this is really your only course of action or maybe there's some other things you haven't thought of.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Well, Marcia, thank you for calling, and stay in touch and let us know how you're doing.
Okay, great. Thank you, Chuck.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Well, Chuck, we have another caller on the line. It's Stephanie from Coos Bay, Oregon.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Well, we've got time to hear your question, and we'll have to take a quick break after that, but how can we help you today?
Well, my question's about tithing. Right now, I'm tithing to my local church that I am going to and grew up in, and I'm getting married in a month, and my fiance, who's in the Army, has been going to the church on the post where he's stationed. So since the chaplains are paid by the government, and the church is really just a government building, we're wondering what would be the best thing to do with our tithe.
Stephanie, that is a great question and one dear to my heart. I'm going to answer that when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a Biblical Financial Study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week Biblical Financial Study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we're taking your calls, and on the line with us is Stephanie from Coos Bay, Oregon. Stephanie, you are getting married in a month. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We are so excited for you.
And you're marrying a soldier. I have to tell you, that is dear to my heart. I have a soldier son right now. He's on active duty. Where are you going to be stationed?
We will be in Fort Stewart, Georgia.
Well, he is headed from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Fort Sam Houston in Texas, so you won't cross paths. But in regard to your question, Stephanie, the U.S. Army provides a service, which is the chaplain corps, and they provide church services. I've actually attended some of those with my son, and they're provided for through the military. So they don't have the same needs as, say, your local church that's supported by its membership and by the giving from the members. So I would recommend you do two things. First of all, ask the chaplains if they have any special needs or any way you could serve them, because oftentimes they're trying to help people or families and they just don't have any extra resources. And it may be that you can come alongside them and really encourage them. I've talked to a number of them myself, and I think that would be a huge blessing to them. But I don't think you should feel any obligation to tithe there. But you should give where the Lord's leading you to support either your home church as you're being deployed or as you're traveling, or other ministries where you're receiving support from God's Word.
And Stephanie, we're just so thrilled that you're starting your marriage off on the right foot and planning your giving. I wanted to just give you one helpful hint. it may be useful for you and your fiancé to sit down and talk about an actual giving plan that includes both the tithing from your first fruits as well as setting up a small fund to give when God just prompts you to. Sometimes that's some of the most joyous giving that you can give. And then, of course, making sure that you are finding time to share with those in need in a real practical way. So those might be two or three different things you might consider as you go into your marriage to really get started on a good note together.
Stephanie, does that help?
That helps very much, actually. Thank you so much.
Well, call us back and let us know how you're doing after you get married, and we'd love to keep track with you.
Thanks for calling,
All right,
Stephanie.
Thanks so much for taking your time.
You're welcome.
Chuck, here's our next caller. It's Ron from El Paso, Texas.
Hi, Ron. Welcome to Money Life.
Thank you for having taken my call.
Yes, how can we help you today?
Well, I sent you guys a question, I think it was last week. Currently, my wife and I are really tight financially. I'm the one currently employed. My wife just had a little baby boy, and so we only have one income. And we're basically going paycheck to paycheck as it goes right now. I have student loans. I have a bunch of other stuff I'm paying as well. I don't know what would be the ramifications if I was to return. Well, I have two vehicles. I'm making payments on both of less than $200 a month. We could survive with one vehicle. I do not know what kind of ramifications I'd have if I lost, if it would ruin my credit, or what would happen if I returned one of the vehicles to the agency.
Yeah. Well, Ron, thank you for calling us and allowing us to serve you right now. And congratulations on your new baby. And I'm so sorry you're under this financial stress. I'd really love to help you. And I want to specifically address your question about having your car repossessed. There's two ways to approach that. One is the voluntary way where you surrendered it, which it sounds like you're considering surrendering
exactly.
it back to your lender. Then there's the involuntary way, which you certainly don't want to go through. But
no.
If you surrender the car, it's going to affect your credit in three different ways. First,
okay.
The repossession will show up on your credit report, and that's negative.
Okay.
Second, the bank or the lending institution is going to sell it at auction. And then whatever they don't get to pay off the note, the balance or the difference, you will still owe.
Okay.
And so that's very problematic for you. And then if you're not able to pay the balance at what they sell it for, if you can't pay the differential, they'll file a judgment. So you could potentially have three negative issues on your credit report. First, the repossession, and it will be filed whether it's voluntary or involuntarily
okay.
done. Secondly, the balance owed. And third, the existing judgment, which means they're looking to you to get it paid off. So my recommendation would be to sell the car yourself. Try
yeah,
to avoid the repossession.
Yeah, I owe like $6,700. I'm not sure what the Blue Book is on it, but I think that's still a little higher than what the Blue Book value is.
Well, I would recommend that you go ahead and sell it and then work with your lender on the balance due to avoid the repossession. Now, that's only a part of your problem. If you're lacking in sufficient income to meet your present needs, I want to encourage you to get with your wife and get set up on a plan. We have a very simple plan that we can help you get back on solid footing financially. Are you familiar with our money map, Ron?
I'm familiar a little bit with navigating your website. Unfortunately, my wife does not speak any English.
Okay.
And so I actually have a Larry Burkett book I bought years ago in Spanish. Deal with budget, but unfortunately my wife is also not a reader, so we've been kind of struggling with that aspect.
Well, we can certainly help you whether you need materials in English or Spanish, and we're happy to do that. And Sharon, you might mention some of the resources available to him.
You know what, Ron, we really would love to help you in depth with your situation. We actually have online money map coaches that are available right now at crown.org.
Okay.
If you wanted to go in more depth on your situation, they may be able to help you with some ideas. Let me just encourage you, as I've counseled with families in situations similar to yours, the most difficult step is taking that first step of asking for help, and you're doing that today. So I want to encourage you to talk to your creditors, run to your creditors instead of away from your creditors, and actually tell them your plans, ask them for mercy to allow you the time to sell the car, and then adopt a repayment plan that you could handle.
Okay.
Well, Ron, I want to also recommend that you protect your marriage right now because your wife's going to be under a tremendous amount of stress and fear. So I'd recommend you pray together every day, that you get up and go out and look for work. Maybe you get involved in a small group in your local church where you don't feel so isolated,
yeah.
and you begin networking. We can help you with all of those things. I hope that helps you, Ron, and will you stay in touch with us?
Appreciate that. Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a break and come back with more questions from our listeners. We'll be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area, or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley in the studio. With me is Sharon Epps. Sharon, we're taking our listeners' calls today, and this is something they've asked us to do, and they seem to enjoy it as much as we do.
It is wonderful to get to interact and hear both their joy and their pain.
Well, today Kevin's on the line from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Kevin, welcome to Money Life.
Hi, thanks for taking my question.
Well, we're glad to have you.
I have a small incorporated remodeling company, and I want to know if you can give me any insight as to the fairness of markups placed on materials and subcontractors, and at what percent that would be. I always have work, and the majority of my work is through repeat customers that I've gained over the years and family. I rarely have to bid against other people, so I don't want to also overindulge in taking advantage of anyone.
Kevin, I think that's a great question. Are you able to stay busy in this market right now?
I am. I'm very busy, very blessed to be busy, and, I just want to know what is fair and biblical, if you can give me an insight there.
Well, I'll be happy to. Typically in your industry, the gross profit or the gross markup on materials and labor is about 25 to 30%. The industry average net profit runs about 5 to 6%. That's after a markup of 25 to 30%. So if you're going to try to achieve a 6% net profit on your business, you do need to mark up those materials. And Sharon, there's obviously some scriptures that talk about fair and honest weights.
You know, the one I think of, Kevin, is Proverbs 11:1, and it says, "A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight." And I'm just so thankful that you want to apply a just weight. So I had a couple of practical suggestions for you that might be helpful questions as you set your pricing. The questions I would encourage you to ask yourself is, as you set a price, would you want someone to deal with you on the same basis as you're dealing with them? And that can be a great just check for you to make sure that you're having equal weights as you're considering your pricing. The second question I would say is, ask yourself if you're willing to walk a less knowledgeable customer through your process of pricing. Are you willing to help them understand why you're pricing what you're pricing? And I think those two questions will be a fair guide for you.
Well, Kevin, you obviously have expenses besides your time. I know in your industry you have equipment, you have materials that are used up, transportation, insurance, taxes, and then unexpected cost on the job. Many times in remodeling, you have no idea what you're getting into. So I think it's expected to stay within those parameters, and I believe that's fair.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling, Kevin, and thank you for listening to Money Life.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, Sharon, thank you for joining me today, and congratulations again on being a part of the Grandparent Club.
You're welcome.
It's a great place to be, isn't it?
It is.
Well, we've enjoyed having your calls today. Be sure and go online. If you want to ask a question, just go to crown.org and hit Ask Chuck. And I would encourage you to pick up a copy of the Money Map while you're there. You've been listening to Money Life. We'll be back again next time.